Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and today's episode is all about part two of Intuitive Eating Goes Wrong. So I want to kind of go through some of the typical things that might be coming up for you that I know used to come up for me, just to help you on your intuitive eating journey. Now, so I hope you guys had a lovely Christmas. Like I said before, I pre-recorded these episodes, and so I know that New Year's Eve is coming up. So I hope you've had a lovely Christmas. I hope you're not going through this whole thing that people tend to go through where they're like, oh, I've eaten too much over Christmas, now I've gained weight, now I need to lose it, etc., etc. And then we start getting onto this fixing energy and having to like try and plan how we're going to lose the weight and be a different person, etc., etc. And just so you know, I do have some spots available for one-on-one coaching, and one-on-one coaching is so great because what we can do is change your conditioning around food, change the way your cravings are, change everything that you've ever had to do with food, basically. So like, here's the thing, right? You've been doing things a certain way your whole life. You've had the dieting mentality, you've had emotional eating, and it's like, you've got to do the work. You've got to do the work. And for me, like with anything, it's like a process of shifting everything and shifting the beliefs, and having somebody coaching you is such an amazing thing because it just speeds up the process. You get to access things that are in your blind spots that you wouldn't have actually seen otherwise. So I have spots open to start January. Like, don't you want to set like these amazing goals and just smash through them in 2019? Like, to get to a goal weight that you've never thought possible prior, and to just fucking own it, and for it to be easy. Like, I can help you shift into that version of yourself, right? So anyway, New Year's, I hope you are enjoying these holidays and New Year's Eve, etc., etc., coming up. So I'm currently in Bali, which is amazing. Even though I've pre-recorded this, by the time you listen to this, I'll be in Bali. So I want to kind of give you some insight into more intuitive eating stuff. So in the last, like in the part one part, I kind of talked about when you're under eating and you're like, oh, I'm not hungry, blah, blah, blah. But what about the opposite, right? What about I'm listening to my body and I can't trust it because I'm always hungry, right? What do you do then? Like, I'm always hungry. It's like, how on earth am I meant to listen to my body if I just want to eat ice cream all day, right? That's the kind of thing I want to talk about today. Because the reality is that many of you diet to try and tame this monster of yours that wants to eat whole big, huge amounts of food, right? That's what you're doing. You're trying to tame this monster inside of you that you can't possibly trust. And like, I totally get it. Like, I was a chronic dieter. I was an emotional eater. And I couldn't trust myself around food. Like, I really couldn't trust myself around food. Like, I was terrible. And the idea that I could trust myself or let go of the dieting mentality seemed so fucking foreign to me and seemed so crazy insane. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I just couldn't see it happening for me. And I was like, I just don't get it. Like, I have to diet because if I don't diet, I'm going to gain more weight and I can't handle that because I'm already at my heaviest. And yeah, that's kind of the thoughts that I used to have. And it's like, anytime I've let myself eat what I want, I end up overeating. So why would I, how could I do this intuitive eating thing, right? And then you've probably, maybe even at one point, you've been like, okay, let's try this intuitive eating thing. And then you've felt good and you've been like, oh, I get to eat what I want and I get to eat till I'm full and I'm happy and I feel so good. But then you step on the scale and you've gained weight and you're like, fuck this. If I keep on doing this, I'm just going to keep on gaining weight. This isn't any good. And right in these moments, like, you're just, you're very touchy. And it's like, anything can upset the balance and you'll be like, oh, I just give up, right? And it's like, this type of work, you have to be quite persistent with manifestation, especially in the beginning phases, if you're like, you're conditioned in such a way to really just not even believe in it, right? You're like really skeptical and you're like, oh my God, like, this isn't going to work, or I can't eat whatever I want. I can't lose weight being an intuitive eater, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole thing, right? You're so conditioned to believe that things aren't going to work out around the weight stuff, or things aren't going to work out around the money stuff or whatever. But what you've got to remember is that's just your perception right now. That's the story that you've manifested for your life, and that doesn't mean that that's how it's going to be. Because remember that, like, 5 or so years ago, I believed that I have had a slow metabolism. Now I believe I have a fast metabolism, and everyone keeps on telling me, you must have a fast metabolism. You must have a fast metabolism. Whereas 5 years ago, I felt like I had a slow metabolism. Now, I haven't got any younger. I've gotten older, and I crossed over to my 30s in that time. So if anything, it should be the opposite. I should find it harder to manage my weight, but I find it easier. Okay, and that is due to a shift in my thoughts and feelings and beliefs, my perception of things. And that included understanding that the dieting mentality and the fact that you've been doing the dieting mentality for your whole life has been part of the reason why food is so alluring for you. So of course you don't trust yourself, because you're like a kid who's been told their whole life that they're not allowed to have something, and then finally when they're allowed to have it, they're gonna like go nuts with it. It's just, that's just how it is. If you've been like denied yourself something long enough, the desire for it grows, okay? That's just human nature. It's just human behavior. And I've said that a lot lately. So I know, I'm hoping that it's like getting ingrained in your head right now to like undo the damage of the dieting mentality. But that's the thing, like, I just want to say, right, that I totally get where you're at. And I agree that intuitive eating is really hard in the beginning when you're like I was, and you're a binge eater, yo-yo dieter, because your sense of food and how much it takes to get full is really fucked up. And you're like, I literally could eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you told me I ate whatever I want, I'll want like Krispy Kremes for breakfast, and then I want a mud cake for lunch, and then I want ice cream Magnum Egos for dinner. Like, I've been there, yeah? I've been through this. I'm a completely different person now as a result of the work that I teach you guys. And I need you to understand that it really works. And it really works, and it really works, and it really works. And you just have to fucking do the work and implement it, right? And I know you're afraid, and that's the whole thing, yeah, is when it's the same with like scarcity mindset with money and abundance. You're like, I'm going to feel abundant now. And then boom, you're poor. And it's like, you just haven't like, don't get scared. It doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you. It doesn't mean that manifestation doesn't work. It doesn't mean that you can't, like, there's no, you can't trust the universe, and there's no abundance doesn't really exist, or that it doesn't work for your blah 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 whatever's coming up. It's like, no, you just haven't practiced yourself out of the patterns enough yet. You're still in the same pattern. You're still in the pattern of that belief that weight loss is hard, and it's like easier for me to gain weight, and I can't trust myself. You're just still stuck in that mentality. And that's why, like, you've just got to get past this point. Like, you've got to not be afraid of failing. You've got to not be afraid of making mistakes. You've got to let go of this idea that things are going to be perfect, and let go of this idea that if you're gaining weight, it means that it's not going to work for you, because it will work for you. I gained weight in the beginning when I first dabbled into intuitive eating, and I let go of the dieting mindset, because it was like what goes up must come down type thing. It was like I just had to go through that period, and look at me now. Do you see me complaining about the fact that I gained weight however many years ago? No, I don't remember that shit. Like, I don't, it doesn't, it's such a small fraction of time in the whole span of my life. It's like, it doesn't matter. This moment in time that you have right now, you're not going to remember it in 10 years. Or even if you do, it's like a snippet of your whole life. Like, don't get caught up in the little things, okay? Look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture of doing this work means that in a few years' time, when you've done the work and it's so solid, you'll never have to worry about your weight ever again. Like, ever again. And you'll start losing weight, or you already have lost the weight and maintain it so fucking easily, like you could have never imagined possible. And people will be like, oh, you're just naturally like this. You're just, it's just how you are, or whatever, just like it is for me now. This happened because of the work I did, yeah? I did the work, and you can do the work. Like I've said before, like, we are all equal. We all have equal potential. We're like, I'm no better than anyone else. Nobody's better than me type thing. We all have equal potential to have our desires, to do what we want. And it's just a certain number of processes that you just need to recondition yourself. Like, brainwash yourself into the new way of thinking. When you change your perception, the things that you perceive change, right? Change your perception of weight, and the weight issue will change. Trust me on this one. I used to struggle so much around this, and now I have the opposite. Like, I have the opposite of reality, okay? So when you start your journey of intuitive eating and it feels like you're going to gain weight, right? It's because you're still operating from an emotional eater, right? You're still searching for food to give you something. And it's exciting because suddenly you're allowed to eat whatever you want. So you're like, oh, I get to eat these carbs, and I get to eat, this if I really want to. And probably it's like the carbs is probably the biggest thing, right? And then in the back of your mind, it's like, but is this going to make me gain weight? Am I going to gain weight? And it's this thing of not trusting your body and still believing that you have a slow metabolism, still believing that you can't do this because you've always struggled with it for your whole life. And it's like, no. Stop that story. Like, we don't really differ in metabolism from person to person. Like, we really don't differ that much in terms of metabolism. We just really don't. And it's just a made up story. Like, and anyway, why would you want to believe that? Because we manifest what we believe. So, like, the body will somehow figure out a way for you to sabotage yourself to make it seem like you have a slow metabolism. And I mean, scientifically speaking, we're just really not going to vary that much in terms of metabolism dependent on our height and weight and stuff. It's like, if somebody who needs to lose weight can probably even eat more calories than me because I'm tiny. And so it won't feel like I'm eating less calories than them, even if I am. Like, because you might look at me and be like, oh, you eat really small portions, but I'm a small person. So it's just like matching up. It's like, if I was to eat 1600 calories when I was 30 kilos heavier, it would feel like I'm really depriving myself. Whereas if I was to eat 1600 calories now, it doesn't really feel like a deprivation because I'm smaller now, so my appetite has changed. I hope that makes sense. Like, because as you lose the weight, your appetite changes because you have lower energy requirements, right? So that's the thing too. Like, it's all a perception, right? And the perception will change. And so at the moment, it's like you feel like you have restricted yourself from things like this for your whole life. It's like, how do I even handle it? Because I'm not used to moderation. I don't even know what moderation is. Me feeling full means that I'm gaining weight, that kind of stuff. And I totally, totally get it. And it's because you're viewing this from perhaps this whole intuitive eating thing. You're wanting to have your cake and eat it too, kind of thing. Like, you're wanting to be an emotional eater but not have to deal with that, right? You're wanting to be an intuitive eater and for it to just be that I'm allowed to eat whatever I want, but it's coming from an emotional place, right? It's kind of like, it's kind of like when people think they're living in abundance but then they start like racking up a credit card debt type thing. It's like that kind of thing. It's like, and like that can be done from an aligned place too. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, it's not coming from alignment. It's like you're just wanting to be an emotional eater without having to deal with that. And recognizing that and being like, it's okay to be where I am right now. But I need to still do the work around my triggers around hunger. Because if I'm gaining weight, right, if you're eating intuitively and you're gaining weight, it means you're eating still for the reward and you haven't quite connected to intuitive eating yet, okay? It's just all of a it's a process, okay? And so don't panic, because the worst thing you can do is catastrophize and then come to the conclusion that it's not going to work for you. And that's just out of fear. You're reacting to the fear now. And it's like, no, honey, like, you've gained weight because you started eating intuitively. That's okay. You just need to retrain yourself to be able to eat smaller portions, and intuitive eating will work for you. Like, it will. It works for everyone because, duh, that's how our bodies are designed. There's hunger and fullness for a reason, okay? Our body is very, very smart and it knows what to do with food. It knows what to do. We don't have to try and control everything, okay? So trust me on this one. Like, you can get to the point where you're an intuitive eater and it feels easy. It's just sometimes it's a bit of a process for you, right? And it's really important for you to believe this, right? To believe that you can do this, because, like, again, like manifestation, like, you'll get what you believe. And it's no coincidence that I believe that the body will take care of everything, so then it does, right? And that I don't have to worry about my weight. I've also set a boundary, and like an energetic boundary, that my weight doesn't fluctuate. Again, it's my feelings and beliefs that I've shifted in order to get to this reality. You do the same. How is it that I spent 10 years of my life with fluctuating weight and now for the last 4 years I've remained the same, right? It's because I changed my mindset and then my weight as a result has changed. Also, how is it that I used to eat carbs and gain weight? I've changed my relationship to food. I've learned how metabolism actually works, and therefore now I know how to eat in a way that doesn't cause me to gain weight, that doesn't cause me to fluctuate in weight, and I know that metabolism isn't really a thing, right? Metabolism, it's like something that constantly fluctuates depend on what you're doing. So eat fucking consistently. That's like the thing that I always say, is I don't allow myself to drop into that low calorie range, meaning I don't go through, I don't drop my carbohydrates crazily, because majority of your calories are going to, like, if you drop carbohydrates, you'll drop calories like so easily. And yes, you lose weight quickly, but guess what you're going to do? You'll slow down your metabolism and you'll plateau, right? So it's important to remember and not fall for the fad dieting, because it's tempting to lose weight quickly. It's tempting not to do it this way. But where are you going to be at in 5 years' time? Are you still going to be fluctuating, or are you going to be like me and the weight thing is in history and you don't have to worry about it ever again, because you've learned how to eat consistently, you've only put yourself in a slight calorie deficit, and you've done it this smarter, healthy way, right? It's healthier to do it this way, trust me, because it's not like putting your body through so much fluctuations in energy intake, right? And if you can do it in a way without lowering your calories too much, then you are going to be getting more nutrition as well, because going in a calorie deficit means you're having less nutrition. So the larger the calorie deficit, the more like risk you're putting of not getting enough of the micronutrients, right? So, you know, there's plenty of carbohydrates that provide adequate micronutrients, provided that you choose the right sources of intake. So, you know, like, it's not, yeah, it doesn't have to be hard, and it gets to be healthy, right? You just got to be patient. You can't fall for this whole fad around, because that's the thing that's going to deter you is letting, I mean, that's the whole thing around weight and emotional eating, is that you've put so much self-worth tied into your weight, then of course your weight fluctuates because your moods are fluctuating, right? And so that's the thing that I keep on saying. It's like you can't tie your weight to something that fluctuates. And if your self-worth, like your weight determines your mood because it's connected to your self-worth, then your weight's going to fluctuate. Like, you've got to tie your weight up to something steady, right? Because otherwise it's going to fluctuate. You got to just tie it into, like, just separate it from self-worth. You just detach that connection in your brain and you'll notice that your weight won't fluctuate anymore. That's what happened to me. So pretty much, again, like with intuitive eating, it's like anything. It works. You got to do it right. You've got to understand that you've been conditioned to be an emotional eater. Your true hunger isn't, you haven't experienced what I've experienced in terms of the true hunger is trustworthy. And I know that you might be thinking, but I'm different. Don't think that way. I'm not different. I was just like you. It can work exactly the same for you. I know this because I had the exact same thoughts, okay? I was like, this is all bullshit. It's not going to work for me. I can't eat whatever I want. I just have to diet. Yes, you can bring in awareness of stuff like I did. I like kind of weaned myself into intuitive eating through using macros. You can do that if you want. You can still practice portion control, okay? And ease yourself into emotional eating. Like, it's a combination of things. And it's like going straight off the bat, trying. It's like, you need training wheels before you ride a bicycle. That's how I feel about intuitive eating. It's like, right, you're not going to just start riding the bike without training wheels. Like, you've never experienced that before. Intuitive eating is such a foreign thing because you've always been a dieter. It's like, you're allowed to wear training wheels, whatever that means for you, whatever works for you. For me, it was counting macros for a while. It doesn't mean you have to do it like I did it, okay? It's your journey. Tap into what feels good for you, because if something doesn't feel good for you, you're not going to stick to it. You're not going to like get the result you want. It's going to feel hard. You're going to build up emotional resistance around weight loss, and then you'll feel like weight loss is hard again. You know, that's what I'm getting at, is the thing that people do is they want to search for the answer. But then the answer that they keep on getting feels hard. And then of course there's that belief that weight loss is hard because you keep on searching for the answer in a diet that's outside of turning towards yourself and actually asking yourself what you want, how you want your eating to look like. Why do you even eat? Like, what is this whole thing of eating anyway? What is it giving you? You know, that's being intuitive. Right? And that's what this is about. Intuitive eating is bigger than just eating till you're full, right? It's actually listening in to what you want. It's actually like, it's part of connected to yourself, like getting more connected to yourself. But like I was saying, like if you've been conditioned your whole life to eat a certain way, it's okay to experiment with meal plans or whatever you want, whatever feels good to you. You know what I mean? Give yourself permission to be your boss, okay? Because when you have that attitude about your body, you will manifest what you want because you've already taken the reins. It's like that with what I've said this before, like with manifestation and how I noticed that when I switched from powerless to empowered, already my ability to manifest changed because my attitude changed from I don't know what I'm doing to I'm going to work this out. I know what I'm doing, you know, and that was a decision. It's got nothing to do with how much you know about it, although that helps, of course. But it's like, I'm sure that there's plenty of people out there who have enough knowledge. They just haven't switched from powerless to powerful or like empowered about it. And so just remember, right? You're always on the right path. Keep on doing the work. It's going to work out. Have faith. You're going to be fine. Don't give up at the first sight of it not working out because you're just going to reinforce the belief that you can't do it, weight loss is hard, and that you've got to stick to a diet your whole life. And you don't want that. That's why you're here. You want freedom from food. You want to lose weight also. You believe in the law of attraction and you know it fucking works. And you know that you can trust your body. And if you start believing that you can trust your body, then you will manifest trusting your body because trust me, it works. Your body is capable of doing all of this for you. You don't have to feel like you have to control every morsel of food that goes into your mouth. You don't have to feel addicted to sugar. You can change your perception of it so that it's just easy. Everything will be easy. Everything gets to be easy. Just persist on this journey. Trust me, it's so amazing to be on this other side. Come join me. Right? Anyway, you guys, that's it for today. Happy New Year. I love all of you. Thank you so, so much for supporting this podcast. It means so much to me to be able to connect with all of you and help you from wherever you are and me, this little Aussie sitting in my home with my dog barking all the time, spreading my message and spreading what I'm so, so passionate about, the things that have changed my life, sharing my life's work with you, and to have you listening in means so much to me. And I'm hoping to just continue to grow this business, continue to grow. And I just want to help as many women I can with their weight loss journey, with their manifestation journey, to apply law of attraction to their life and their body and manifest everything that they want because it's all possible. Okay. And I love you and thank you for supporting me. And 2019 is going to be epic for all of us, right? Okay, guys, see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.